And so you slide to a deep and different place. Things from the waking world are left behind. Even thoughts of body. Visions of your mind. If you inquire of that other world how you are doing, you'll know the body you've left behind there is fine, safe, nestled in private. You're in a place apart where your quieted mind can visualize powerfully, fantasize completely, lose yourself in an escape, in the drifting automatic movement of your subconscious mind for moments after emerging in a new, more peaceful place. You find your footfalls on the safe path carrying you to Lakeside Farm, a farm inhabited by gorgeous women whose milky breasts give forth a restorative, invigorating tonic. Slightly habit-forming though it is. Milk. The most productive of those cowgirls enjoys something of a celebrity status. She does chores, but she isn't really the type to mingle with the other cowgirls. They are notably more corrupted. More lost to lust and the desire to feed their milk to others than Marble normally is. Marble's milk is special. One sip, one drop will make you drop and sink and need to do whatever she says. A submissive euphoria. Extreme. Wonderful. Especially if you drink right from the source. It makes one's whole body a wonderful pleasure tingle. You feel one big constant massage of your mind and body just thinking of what it's like. It is exquisite. And it makes you feel so strong, vital, and good afterward. Quite tempting. In fact, it is difficult to imagine when one would ever turn it down. You approach the fence at the edge of the farm. You see her there, long brown hair down her back, a beautiful, kind face. Her equipment and backpack are leaning against the fence nearby, and she's chopping wood. She has generously curved proportions, hiding what you know to be splendid muscle. Her hair tosses wildly with every long, vigorous, practiced movement. She's easily 6 feet tall, very powerful. She radiates confidence, but also nurturing kindness. The large breasts do add to that image. They bounce in a specially reinforced top with every long swing of the axe. Each of them is truly massive. You probably couldn't cover much of one even if you used both hands. The nipples are hugely pointed and visible through top and bra. When you approach, she looks up and smiles, raising her free hand in salutation, and setting everything else aside in gracious greeting. "Morning. Come help me again?" she asks cheerfully. You remember her breasts got so swollen with milk, and she doesn't like letting people help her. You see those massive breasts, laden with an invigorating tonic that tastes so good, and you want it. You want that sweetness again. She walks up to the fence at the edge of the farm. She leans on it, reaching behind her back. The cowgirl undoes her top. Her huge breasts and womanly form come into full view when the top falls away and her bra with it. The nipples are massive, the expanse of flesh so eye-catching. They're a bit pointed from arousal already. She knows what you're going to do. You're going to drink from her nipples and enjoy the effects. Indeed, the second her huge breasts came into sight, your mind simply went away to a little place inside. Your vision goes slightly hazy, pink around the edges. You want them. You want her. Of course you'll help her relieve her desires. She's just resting her huge breasts on top of the fence. Given how heavy they are, good thing the fence is sturdy. She pushes one forward slightly, holding the massive mammary up in her hand. You see a droplet of her delicious sweet milk at the tip of the nipple. You step toward her. You feel arousal flushing your skin as well beneath your comfortable clothing. Your breathing deepens. She is, of course, gorgeous. And someone who's tasted that milk once tends to want it again. She lets out a moan, deep like a moo. She has cute little cow ears under that mass of brown hair. She is so very tall, but she's leaning her body over to bring her nipples level with your face. It feels so much better and gentler to have you help me. It just feels right. That's what she says. Something primal in her seems to really, really enjoy it when someone drinks from her nipples. They are huge, puffy. You lean forward to the offered nipple, licking slowly. From the second the little droplet of milk that was on the tip touches your tongue, your whole body tingles. A full-body pleasure sensation, impossible to localize, but equally impossible to resist. There is nothing voluntary about the way your mouth then clamps down around her nipple, and you begin to suck. Her milk flows, delicious. No wonder everyone drinks this. There aren't really any normal dairy cows in Marath, so dairy cow modifications suffice, and do they ever. A flow of liquid down your throat becomes a warm burn at the core of your being. You drink deeply, and you feel a bit dazed. You lean toward her, pushing your nose into the soft, pliable flesh of her breast, losing yourself in its warm pushback. She smells of flowers a bit, fresh grass, sweet milk, and she is gorgeous, tall, powerful. Sure, she has cloven hoof feet and furry legs due to her form. That's no problem to you. You wouldn't discriminate, and almost everyone tries transformative substances around here. She moans when you suck harder on her nipple. They are perfect, and the milk makes you aroused and relaxed at once. This is going to be a good day. You feel so good. She announces, "Yes!" and lets out another long, moo-like moan. Her eyes are rolled back. Her tongue is lolling out. She has every sign of such profound pleasure that it is impossible to do anything other than smile, and you find yourself very able to smile where your tongue and lips are servicing her swollen nipple. When you get an idea, you do smile a little wider. Why not make her feel as great as she's making you feel? After all, the tingling inside you grows with every drop of milk. Simple pleasure. You feel closer to her. You press your face into her breast, compressing it somewhat. Open your mouth, wide. She tastes so good. You fasten your lips tightly, creating a seal. You suck your cheeks in to make a pleasant vacuum, your mind a hazy daisy drifting deep mess of pleasure. You suck your cheeks in, and she moans. The milk squirts a little faster. The feeling is thrilling. And when she tosses her head back, and her eyes roll, and the lowing moan escapes her, she runs her hands over the back of your head. That, too, is precisely as it should be. You make wet, lewd, smacking sounds by maintaining the seal around her nipple deliberately with your lips, releasing it, refastening. She moans harder. This must be turning her on. She always gets turned on by this and never really admits it. Of course, you do too. The aphrodisiac arousing effect of the milk is undeniable. So, so sweet. So perfect. Your body is peaceful and calm, and you need to give her pleasure. So when the milk slows down a bit, you simply switch nipples, suck on the other one. But you have an idea. You resist somehow the urge to fully fasten your mouth again. And so you are only lightly stimulating. Bare droplets are coming from this nipple, but you know it is swollen with its contents, its blissful, tempting contents. You resist and resist as your mind begins to gently prod at you to resume sucking. You're drooling with desire, but so is she. She lets out a desperate sound, a moo as she pushes your face into her breast with her strong hands. She needs you to continue. Something about her cowgirl nature seems to give her massive pleasure whenever someone drinks directly from her. And you feel the milk healing your body, making it invigorated. You will be so strong and confident and vital today. But you don't want to let her have it all her own way, so you keep teasing a little. You refrain from fastening your mouth. Just lick again and again across her nipple. She moos, moans, tosses her head back. You tell her her breast is delicious, because it is. She moans and can't seem to get out what she wants to say, until, in response to your half-hearted and bare stimulation, she moans, "Do it, like the other one." She takes a moment before she says, "Please." But you're already obeying, sucking. Disobeying a direct order from her will be tough, with all that milk in your system. It feels good to just let what you have drank influence your mind. Your head moves on its own, pushing against her breast, pushing your nose into the flesh, which is a bit less pliable than the other because it still has its milky cargo. You suck the nipple into your mouth and drink oh so deeply. Now your eyes are rolling back, and drool is running from your mouth down her breast. Now you're both caught up in the ecstatic, white, hot, rutting, primal, animalistic pleasure. You fasten your lips and suck deep, making a vacuum around this nipple the same as you did the other. She's squirming her hips. You can tell by the movement of her body, it isn't like you can see her lower body, given your face is buried in her pliable, perfect breast, and her nipple is pouring delicious, controlling milk into the system of you, robbing your consciousness of its resistance and replacing it with pleasure. But you can work out what's happening to her. She was trying to escape the harshness of the farm's milking machine by asking you for help. But hey, your mouth is still less harsh, but its tenderness is doing other things to her. Besides, no way to think about that right now. The milk is slowing down. The small amount in her this morning is drained into you. She probably went to the milker right before this. After all, she makes far, far more. Enough to fill you up. Leave your stomach bulging and your mind controlled. But instead, she pats you on the head and asks you to cease for now. You're full of her influence, so you stop instantly, even though you'd really like to keep sucking on that magnificent nipple, burying your face in those huge, sweet-smelling breasts. Your vision is slightly blurry. She's standing back to her full height, fastening her shirt back on over wet, glistening nipples. Oh, I have to get back to work. Whitney's out, but she'll be back soon. Come back later, okay? She looks really eager. You can tell from a faint scent she is turned on. As are you. Your body's humming with pleasure just from the air touching it. You feel strong and happy. The only problem is, cowgirls have heightened metabolism. Despite the 2 glasses worth of milk in you, your belly's rumbling. You want something real to eat. So, agreeing to meet up later, you turn and begin walking away. But still the softness haunts your mind. The perfection of those massive breasts is all that's in your head. You return back to camp slowly, but you fail to notice much about the path. Marbles on your mind. At your camp, on a stump near the edge of your land, is a picnic basket with a red checkered cloth on top. So that's where Whitney was. True, you've been helping out around the farm, but when you move the cloth, you find a ton of luscious canine peppers inside. You feel she was probably too generous. There's even a bottle of bee honey and a bottle of marbles milk. You'd recognize it anywhere. Whitney couldn't have known you'd just had some this morning, but the bottle is irresistible. The peppers also look good. You were just getting hungry anyway, and they look to be all shapes and sizes. The variety of flavors will be interesting to explore. It'd be a bit weird for you to just drink the milk right off the bat when all the other food is here. Yeah, you tell yourself you have to have peppers if you're going to have the milk. It was obviously provided to help mute the spice, after all. Sure, too many could morph you into something closer to a canine form, but canine morphs do seem to have a lot of fun. Besides, you've been drinking Marble's milk lately, and you haven't acquired any cowgirl traits. Maybe you're resistant. Seating yourself on the tree stump and picking up a pepper, you pop open the jar full of milk. Bringing it to your lips and taking a gulp, biting the pepper right after so its heat is muted but still present, you let your tongue hang out in the dual pleasure of the transformative pepper and the mind-altering milk mingling and being added to what's already in your system. Warm and tingling from the core of yourself, you're so warm and everything is good. Arousal, sure, but also a hedonistic pleasure as your sensitivity amps up, moment by moment, second by second, in fact. Your tongue hangs out and you're not sure if it's in the eerie, all-encompassing pleasure of the milk in your system, or cascading waves from toes to top of your head from the pepper, or the feeling of the pepper making your muscles sing happily with the pure joy of being you. In that moment, you feel your body lean back in happiness and look up at the blue sky, euphoric. A second pepper. Your hand is already reaching for it. Admittedly, with over 2 glasses of Marble's potent milk in your system, you're not the model of restraint and self-control right now. Anything that feels good seems like a good idea, and you might very well do it. A second pepper, and this time you feel the spice. Letting a bite of the transformative substance spread over your tongue, and only then letting yourself pant before the milk washes it away in one big gulp. You're feeling it now. Feeling more full, those peppers are filling. But where the first one seemed to have no particular transformative effect, the second one has your body tingling all over. Your mind is indulging in transformative pleasure. Food, but with more to it. They are extremely filling, your belly again feeling a little warmly full. There's something wonderful about the moment when you feel your leg muscles strengthen. You toss your head back and let out a slight sound, a whoop or whine or bark, hard to tell, but it's pleasant and right that you should do it. These are marvelous, so good, and you need more. Your body feels good, your buttocks wiggling, your tail wagging. You think and know not where the thought came from, but you need another pepper. There are no real outward changes, but inside your mind is being affected. Maybe the presence of 2 magical substances in your body is causing them to interact, the peppers with the milk. Plus, you aren't native to this land, so it's possible the peppers affect you differently than they do other people. The denizens of this place don't seem to transform as much or as easily. You let yourself stand up as you take an additional pepper from the basket, a particularly large one this time. Your thoughts seem to have slowed. What was already aroused and hazy drowsy has become simpler, but more powerful. You have less thoughts and more urges instead. As you chomp into the big pepper, you feel the muscles in your body swell with power. You wiggle your hips side to side, wagging a tail that isn't there. Normally, eating so many peppers would make someone's body transform, but the presence of Marble's milk in your form has presented no alteration. It has prevented any physical changes while allowing the mental ones to reign. After all, the cowgirl's much closer to a normal human shape than Whitney the dog morph is. Your body is the same, but your mind might change. Is changing. Has changed. You feel yourself slumping down. The muscles in your arms and legs are stronger than before. Looking down the nearby path shows you a road out of here. Yes, you look toward the path that leads out of the area. Your camp is nearby to the forest, but also to the lake, where a running track exists, where the farm is. And where Marble is. Yes, you said you'd meet back up with Marble later. Your tongue hangs out. Your body drops to a low stance, your hands touch the ground, but some subtle change of your form and muscle means you can easily run, even on feet and hands, running animal-like along the path toward the lake. You make good time. The rush of wind through your fur, you mean hair, feels so nice. And there's a destination in mind, so the movement has pleasure associated with it. It just feels good to run. If you had a tail, it would be high and puffed in excitement. Instead, you just have distinctly canine thoughts in a moment of pleasure. The primal joy of the run. The way your hands, feet, muscles, all feel strong and vital and protected. You run easily over hard-packed earth. Your paws, you mean hands and feet, quite pleasantly stimulated. You see the edge of the farm, near to where you were this morning, on the other side of the lake. There's a wall and a well-used track around the lake. It's a good place. Whitney runs there a lot, another canine morph, a canine morph. Well, you didn't morph, so not you. She runs on it, and you scent the air. You know where you must go. The track flies under you. You seem to simply drift from place to place. Movement is so easy. Sure, there's physical exertion involved. Your body is sweated, your breathing remains slow and level and happy, though. Tongue hanging out. A haze of pleasure from the mix of peppers and cowgirl milk in your system. It feels so good. You feel yourself getting into the groove of this movement. It isn't long before you arrive at the farm. The place where Marble was working this morning has no sign of her, as your running canine sensations carry you, drifting along. But you smell fresh grass and sweet milk, and you know where to go. Now you're treading on grass, making slower, more leisurely, enjoyable progress across springy green. You follow tracks in the grass and find a small cottage at the edge of the farm. This is new. The door is open. Inside, sitting at a table by the window, is the cowgirl, reading a book. She's in a simple sundress. Her work is done for the day. The working blouse is gone. The dress does nothing to hide her massive breasts, and her form still smells of arousal from earlier, even though she also smells of soap from a shower. You tread closer. Oh, you came back. She notices you and sets down her book. But what are you doing down there? You look up at her, not really understanding the question. Everything is still fuzzy and still a bit hazy, but you feel happy in her presence. You want to get to her breasts. But how would you do that? She's so tall, so high up, and you are on your feet. And hands, you remind yourself. As you always are, right? Oh, she seems to have realized something. Good, she can do the thinking. You nuzzle the top of your head against her hand where she reaches down. It feels good and right to push up against it. Oh, this is all my fault, she says, sounding a bit bothered. I sent you home all affected by my milk, and Whitney said she left a present. Did you eat them all? You know this question is addressed to you, and you think for a moment, but your thoughts are slow, lazy, happy, milky. You shake your head. Yeah, that feels like the right answer. All you know is you promised her she'd see you later, so you stopped in. Oh, wait, I have an idea. She reaches down and rubs her hand along your back. Yep, no tail. She touches the top of your head. Her warm, strong hand feels good. No ears, either. You didn't get too many of the changes, so... She pulls the front of the sundress down. One massive breast is revealed. On her knees, as she is now, it looks that much larger. Fills your whole world. She presses the nipple to your lips, and of course you begin to suckle. Then she wraps her arms around you. It's surprising, and you move your paws, your feet and hands, in the air. But she lifts you completely and settles you in her lap. Then she pushes your lips to her nipple again. You suckle, methodically, milk flowing down your throat as you twitch in pleasure. It does seem to be doing something. Whatever idea she had, it is working, though you couldn't say what it is it's doing. Just now, with the cloudy pall over your thoughts, all you care about doing is sucking a little better. She cradles you on her massive lap, now sitting cross-legged on the floor of her little cottage. She rocks you slowly, first right and then left, always keeping your face in contact with her massive breast. It comes down from above and covers your face somewhat, as you do what you did earlier, doing it automatically, in fact, fastening your lips and suckling on her nipples so milk, produced and regenerated between your first meeting and this one, flows into your body. Your belly feels warm and full, and you let the sensation luxuriously wash over you in tingling waves from the tips of your toes to the top of your head. You arch your back somewhat in the warm embrace and let yourself moan and tingle and just exist in a peaceful place for a little while. The part of your mind which exulted in running along the track and pacing out the distance between your camp and this cottage is getting smaller and more distant. And the part which intelligently chose to approach Marble this morning is coming back. Maybe it's something about her milk flowing warmly into you, making you who you were. Or maybe it's just a strong reminder of the personality you had when you were safe and warm and your face was pressed against her massive breast this morning on top of the fence. But this is working, and the dim pall of lowered, simple thoughts which flowed when you were eating the peppers is now vanishing into the ether to be replaced with a sharpness closer to your normal intellect. Of course, that intellect is in turn being dulled pleasantly by exposure to Marble's magnificent milk. This is quite a trade-off, and this is a lot of milk in one day. You feel a low, deep groan come out of you, even as your paws stop moving in the air, and you let your arms and legs fall limp and relaxed. You are laying on her lap with her breast pressed right to your face, and she shows no sign of stopping the flow of milk anytime soon. Indeed, she seems consumed now in a primal rut herself. She keeps moving and twitching. Her body is rocking, and you know juices are pouring out from her below you, where you lay across her lap. In a slow daze, she swaps you from one nipple to the other, pulling the first out of your mouth. You would protest, but you lack the energy, and instead have a lovely warm feeling at the center of your body and being. But it isn't the same animalistic, primal simplification that the peppers caused. No, it is the daze of this morning, the simple milky control she can exert. You relax when you see her face. Her eyes are vacant and distant, and she is drooling copiously from her open mouth. She also looks relieved. Guess she helped you. So when she presents the other breast, you decide to thank her properly. You fasten your open mouth around the second nipple, which looks engorged, swollen, raw, its dripping milk. She needs some tender, loving care. You begin with a circling ring of gentle kisses around the nipple as you lick up her milk and let it consume you, influencing your body and mind to do as much as you can. Your hands rise and you find, as the milk takes hold and fills your belly, that you once more think of them as hands, and so you use those hands to massage her breasts. Touch the nipple, squeeze your face closer, kiss around not just the nipple, but the whole breast, pressing your nose into her, and your hands into the sides, forcing more milk out of her and into you. The more milk leaves her body, the more relief she feels, and the more relief she feels, the better you feel. You hear her loud, long, lowing moans in the air. You feel her tremble and shiver, and her whole body spasms a bit. She came, just from what you're doing. That lets you know you did so well. Least you can do for her restoring your mind to normal after. Yeah, maybe you got a bit carried away with the canine peppers in your milk haze. So you begin to massage her breast. More milk out of her and into you. She looks daisy, dopey, dozy, dazed and drifting. Dazed by the pleasure. Just like you must look with so much of her milk in your body. It's perfect parody. You lay there on her lap, with her huge breast being all you can see. Fresh grass and the sweetness of milk are all you smell, and you just nuzzle against her. You just taste the milk. The air is temperate and perfect. Every now and then a breeze blows in through the open door of the little cottage and cools you where you sit as you nuzzle against her breast. And you drink. Eventually, the milk will build up in your system, so completely that you will relax into sleep. The tingling coming from your now warm, slightly distended belly is really quite pronounced. Full body waves of that feeling you love so deeply, the influence of her milk overtakes you, controls you, and you lay on her lap, suck on her nipples, feel the aroused cowgirl cuddling you close, happy that you're you, refusing to let you go. A pleased whine escapes your brain. Maybe more moderation in peppers next time. But it did all turn out all right. In the end.